Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcheries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Underdog Founder, How to Go from Unseen to Unstoppable by Edrizio de la Cruz, sits at the intersection of memoir and startup guidance. Built around the author's rise from an immigrant childhood, marked by scarcity to building a venture-backed company in Silicon Valley, the book positions entrepreneurship as both a vehicle for personal agency and a test of endurance, rather than offering only polished success lessons. It emphasizes the emotional and structural realities that many founders face but rarely see reflected in mainstream startup narratives, including racism, poverty, and imposter syndrome. The book's purpose is to provide an encouraging but unsentimental playbook for underrepresented and underestimated builders. Pairing lived experience with concrete lessons about persistence, decision-making, and leadership, it also frames the underdog identity as a potential advantage, arguing that hard-won resilience and resourcefulness can become strengths in high-pressure environments like fundraising, hiring, and product building. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the underdog identity as a strategic advantage. A central idea in the book is that being underestimated can be reframed from a liability into leverage. De la Cruz does not treat underdog status as a branding angle or a motivational slogan, but as a lived condition that shapes how founders enter rooms, negotiate credibility, and absorb rejection. The practical implication is that founders who start without networks, capital, or social proof must develop sharper skills, earlier clarity of goals, comfort with discomfort, and the ability to learn quickly under pressure. Instead of pretending the playing field is equal, the narrative acknowledges structural barriers, while still insisting on personal responsibility for action and progress. This combination creates a distinctive tone compassionate about the realities of exclusion, but focused on what can be controlled day to day. By emphasizing resourcefulness and grit, the book suggests that underdogs can cultivate uncommon stamina, a higher tolerance for uncertainty, and a strong connection to mission. Those traits are portrayed as competitive advantages in startup environments that often reward persistence more than perfection. Secondly, confronting racism, poverty, and imposter syndrome without denial, the book directly names challenges that are frequently minimized in conventional founder playbooks: racial bias, economic hardship, and the internalized doubt that comes from being outside the typical profile of a venture-backed entrepreneur. Rather than treating these forces as abstract social issues, it frames them as practical constraints that affect confidence, risk tolerance, and access to opportunity. The value of this approach is its realism. Readers are not asked to adopt blind positivity or to pretend that mindset alone eliminates barriers. At the same time, the book argues that acknowledging these obstacles is only the starting point, not the conclusion. The founder's task is to build methods for staying functional and focused despite the weight of exclusion and repeated setbacks. This includes developing habits that protect momentum, choosing environments and relationships that reinforce growth, and learning how to operate when validation is delayed. The result is a model of resilience that is both psychological and strategic, aimed at helping founders persist in ecosystems where they may feel invisible, doubted, or out of place. Thirdly, seven principles as a practical roadmap for founders who feel unseen. De la Cruz frames the book as more than a personal story by organizing it around seven key principles intended to help entrepreneurial dark horses navigate the journey from overlooked to credible. While the book is memoir-driven, the principles function as a repeatable roadmap, translating experience into guidance readers can apply to their own decisions. The emphasis is not on trendy growth hacks or overly technical frameworks, but on foundational behaviors that keep companies alive, staying persistent through rejection, learning from mistakes quickly, and maintaining a clear sense of direction even when external feedback is inconsistent. The principles are also meant to address startup obstacles that can feel uniquely intense for underrepresented founders, such as needing to prove legitimacy earlier and more often. In that sense, the structure of seven principles offers a stabilizing lens. It gives readers a way to interpret setbacks as part of a process rather than as proof of personal inadequacy. The book positions these principles as tools for building stamina and agency, not just for achieving a single milestone like fundraising or a product launch. Fourthly, leadership and team building under real-world pressure, beyond personal resilience. The book highlights the founder's responsibility to build and lead effectively while under strain. Startup leadership is portrayed as emotionally demanding, especially when the founder carries financial stress, social isolation, or the sense of representing more than just themselves. De la Cruz points toward the unglamorous realities of leading a team, making hard calls, managing conflict, and maintaining trust when outcomes are uncertain. The narrative underscores that execution depends on people, and people require clarity, consistency, and accountability from leadership. For an underdog founder, This can be complicated by limited access to experienced mentors or established networks, which makes deliberate learning even more important. The book also speaks to the overlooked emotional toll of being at the helm, where setbacks are not only operational problems, but personal tests. By integrating leadership lessons into a memoir format, it conveys that team building is not simply a set of best practices, but a daily discipline shaped by the founder's character, communication, and ability to stay steady in chaos. Lastly, mission-driven focus and the long game of building something that lasts. A recurring theme is that endurance is easier when the work is anchored to a mission bigger than ego or short-term status. The book presents entrepreneurship as a path to creating opportunity and changing outcomes, particularly for those who have been excluded from traditional ladders of mobility. That orientation matters because startup life is filled with noise-shifting advice, competitive comparison, and the temptation to chase external approval. De La Cruz argues for a more grounded approach in which the founder protects focus, stays close to the purpose of the company, and keeps showing up through the dull and difficult stretches. This is not presented as idealism detached from reality. It is framed as a practical strategy for surviving repeated rejection and the slow accumulation of progress. The author's own trajectory toward building a successful company supports the point that momentum is often the result of sustained effort rather than a single breakthrough. For readers, the mission-driven lens offers a way to evaluate decisions, set priorities, and maintain self-respect, even when recognition and resources arrive later than expected. In conclusion, The Underdog Founder is best suited for aspiring and early-stage entrepreneurs who feel overlooked by the typical startup narrative, including founders from underrepresented backgrounds and anyone who has had to build without strong safety nets. It will also resonate with operators and leaders who want a more honest account of what it takes to persist through rejection, uncertainty, and the emotional toll of high responsibility. The practical benefit is not a checklist of tactics, but a clearer mental model for endurance, how to reframe setbacks, protect focus, and continue executing when confidence and external validation are inconsistent. Intellectually, the book adds needed texture to business literature by treating systemic obstacles as real, while still emphasizing agency, discipline, and personal accountability. Compared with many founder books that rely on polished case studies or broad motivational language, this one stands out for its blend of candid autobiography and actionable guidance, built for readers who want realism rather than mythology. Its emphasis on turning disadvantage into advantage, and on principles that can be applied regardless of pedigree, makes it a distinctive entry in startup and leadership writing for the people most often told they do not belong. If you would like to support Edricio de la Cruz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.